What is up, Wisconsin, and welcome back. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you live from downtown Chicago's United Center, here for the Democratic National Convention. I want to take a moment because I can actually take a breath right now, because I'm looking at three gentlemen who help make this possible every day. So I want to say thank you, Corey Hartman. Thank you, Chris Casper. And thank you, Brian Kelly, for doing all of this incredible work so that we can be here live and talk to everybody across the state. There's Brian Kelly. That's fancy,
hey, that's
Brian.
Me. How you doing?
I get to look at that handsome face day in the booth. Thank you, Chris. Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Brian. And certainly last but not least, Catherine Lake, also helping here wrangle every single one of us, our program director and station manager from WMDX in Madison. So many people work to make this happen. It's such a privilege to be here with each and every one of you. I really, really appreciate it.
I got to tell you, I've been looking around and I've been going around a lot of booths.
Yes.
This is one of the more dynamic booths with what we have compared to everyone else. We don't have we don't have studio, like super studio sound equipment. We have really good stuff here, and what we have and what we've done with it, the ability to put, I mean, just the design of this whole thing, having different camera angles and the way to go through this is just absolutely amazing. The setup I'm working on is super easy. Calvin's got a super easy setup and back in WAUK. Hi, Calvin. How you doing?
Hey, Calvin.
You're doing a great job, by the way. And it's just fantastic. I love that Corey's also awake. It's important. He was not awake a minute ago. Not because he was bored or anything, but he's
up early, works late.
He woke up about 6 a.m. February.
Yeah,
and I don't think he's
yet.
Gone to bed since. So we're going to try and get him to sleep at least one night this week. That's my goal.
At least once, that's for sure. since we're taking a little bit of a moment, Calvin, I wanted to take maybe some of that Daily Show sound just for a bit of lighthearted humor. So we've heard so very, very much about the scary Project 2025 and the doom that that may portend for the middle class, for freedoms, for the integrity and objectivity of those who work so hard in public service, for science, all of these things that we want government to do accurately, professionally, objectively. I don't think anybody in America wants a bunch of loyalists working throughout federal government. That's just stupid. We want people that work hard for taxpayers, do their jobs with honor and integrity, and get the answers right.
Yeah, literally every single group of people tell you to go and have a diverse group of thought.
Yes.
Basically, it goes back to Lincoln, you know.
Yes, team of rivals.
Team of rivals. It's pretty much the best way to
good
go and build,
thinking,
build
professionals,
a corporation.
Yep. Experts in their fields. We want the best and brightest.
You ever need some help and ask a yes
lackeys.
Man?
Yeah.
You ever ask a yes man for help?
Yeah.
You're doing a great job figuring out the answer.
Yeah.
Hey, yes.
And, of course, Project 2025 is just weird. The Daily Show found some footage of a training video for Project 2025, and it is...
They have training videos?
They have training videos.
It doesn't exist. It's not real. It's not us, but we do have training videos.
But we have training videos. Guess what the training videos are, Brian?
Hi, my name is blah, blah, blah.
They're
and you
weird.
Might be you.
They're
coming to
they're very
you.
Weird. Yes, they're very weird. The Daily Show clipped some of it. I thought now would be a good time to catch our breath and have a moment of levity. Let's take a listen, Calvin, if you can roll that Daily Show content here. This is Desi Leidig.
These are internal training videos for people who want to join a new Trump government in the hopes of someday being kicked off Dancing with the Stars. But they won't just hire anyone.
If you've been convicted of a crime, you will not be serving in the federal government. Crimes such as fraud, embezzlement, and tax evasion show a lack of moral character.
Yeah, we'd hate to have fraudsters and tax evaders work for the Trump administration. Go on.
To obtain employment in government, it is not favorable if you have accumulated debt and filed for bankruptcy.
You might want to run this up the chain to the boss because it's starting to feel personal. But hiring standards aside, these videos also delve into Project 2025's agenda and policies. And for a party that's recently been fighting back against allegations that they're weird, this won't help.
Hi, I'm Katie Sullivan, and just a normal American woman.
Are you sure? Because now that you said it, I'm wondering.
She doesn't look normal.
Hi, I'm just a normal American woman wearing normal woman skin, as we normal women do. Okay, you were being normal?
And just a normal American woman. But to the left, that makes me a cisgendered ethno-imperialist birthing person with pronouns she, her.
Oh my God. Is every sentence going to be like this?
It's weird.
They really get caught up on those pronouns. It's really like they are really upset about that. Someone called in a bomb threat to Kiel, shut down schools because pronouns. Because pronouns.
Pronouns. So this from the party of the following people. Corey Lewandowski, Steve Bannon, felon, Paul Manafort, felon, Roger Stone, basically a felon.
Pardon felon, though.
Pardon felon. Bernie Kerik, bigots like Darren Beatty, Stephen Miller, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Then we got grifters like the MyPillow guy, right, Diamond and Silk, Jenna Ellis, Dinesh D'Souza, Jason Miller, Jerry Falwell Jr. got kicked out of his own church because he was having threesomes. Matt Gaetz, the I'm sure this payment is for your college books, Matt Gaetz.
Always good when you write it down. It's the best.
Yeah, Sidney Powell released the Kraken, Mike Flynn, unregistered foreign agent Mike Flynn, and Rudy Giuliani. Listen, if you have ever filed bankruptcy or have been convicted of fraud, embezzlement, or any other sort of money crimes, you needn't sign up for the federal It's like the entirety of the party. That's how you become
the leadership of the party. By the way, if it's all the same on both sides, it's always the same on both sides. Both sides do the same
both
thing.
Sides.
Where are city people? There has to be somewhere, like, some seedy folks around here that do some really shady stuff, like try and help people keep Social Security and...
Healthcare.
I want to see this. I want to see the seedy underbelly of the DNC.
I mean, at their most benign, and I can't even really use that word in good conscience, they just use movie references to help explain complex policy. I mean, you've got...
I do that all the time.
Right. Donald Trump with the Hannibal Lecter references.
Yeah, that's
right?
Important.
Right?
Got to bring up Hannibal Lecter.
And then you've got J.D. Vance at the Milwaukee Police Association referencing gangs of New York and talking about ethnic enclaves and assimilation. Do they actually know what's coming out of their mouths?
I don't think he really... got what they were trying to get at with Gangs of New York?
No.
It's a good movie. Good movie. Daniel Day-Lewis, you got a little...
Leo.
Leo, that's really good.
Good actors.
Yeah, good stuff.
I have a note. Note to the MAGA party. Do not address one of the most complex public policy issues of our time through references to Hollywood film. This... does not a robust federal immigration policy make?
Really?
Not a good look either. I do want to talk about the fact that the Milwaukee Police Association and what can only be described as tone-deaf, out of touch, and downright racist coming out and endorsing the Trump-Vance ticket this past week. To me, it conjures up, sirs, have you no shame?
Can I just make a suggestion? Again, I'm the grandson of a cop.
Yes.
But I would say maybe don't endorse anyone.
Yes, I was
going
to say.
Police union, you just don't endorse anyone at all. Just say, we endorse the people that we protect. Thank you. Have a nice day.
Right. This, to me, is what is so wrong-footed and, frankly, kind of flipping a finger to many people in Milwaukee who have legitimate questions about how do we rebuild the relationship of trust that must exist between those in law enforcement and the communities that they are sworn to protect and serve. You don't do that by choosing the most outwardly racist former president, now candidate for president again, who talks about locking up 12 million people and deporting them, which would essentially require the creation of massive concentration camps. You don't, who embraces Nick Fuentes, a white supremacist, you don't do that. Your option isn't endorse Harris Walz or endorse Trump Vance. It's to be quiet about this, shut your yaps, and worry about your actual job, especially because of the message that this sends to so many in our community.
Mm-hmm.
If you were a person here illegally and were the victim of a violent crime, would you feel more or less confident in cooperating with the Milwaukee Police Department after that endorsement? The only answer is I feel less safe, less comfortable as a victim of a crime if I happen to be here illegally. I'm scared to death of a police organization where their fraternal order decides to endorse one of the most racist people we've ever had involved at this level of politics in 50 to 100 years. It just seems so morally reprehensible to me. And there are police officers in my circle of very close friends.
Same.
That I have the utmost respect and love for, that I know how damn hard their job is every day.
I hate it when their friends make their jobs harder. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
But I also want to point out locally, I knew a couple Chicago cops, and Chicago police here, they're all put on 11 to 4s, and they're all, none of them are getting overtime either. They're all mandatory shifts this week, they're all mandatory shifts this week, and they are all not overtime. So the Chicago police around here, which, by the way, their presence is huge.
Yes.
And they absolutely deserve all this. I would give them overtime immediately. But they're entering into this whole taking care of us situation with knowing that they're not getting overtime.
Yeah. It's,
and that's frustrating as heck from their end of view. So
This brings me to sort of the place that I wanted to end today, and that is I ask everybody to think really hard about the false choice that I think the MAGA party presents to people, which is you either believe what we believe or you're an immoral, terrible human being. You either support Donald Trump or you're not a patriot. You either want to deport 12 million people and construct concentration camps, or you believe in open borders. All of that is garbage. It is untrue. We need people that can have thoughtful, difficult, and challenging discussions about these issues of grave, grave importance. And I say all of this and can still say to the Milwaukee Police Association that it was a moral screw-up to endorse the Trump-Vance ticket. That is not your primary objective.
Totally.
Do better. I cannot wait. I've got the very best guest to close out this opening show of the Maggie Dawn Show here at the DNC in Chicago. None other than Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson coming up next. You're not going to want to miss it. All the best people we've got here, Brian. Stay tuned, everybody. Civic Media coming to you live from downtown Chicago, the United Center, here with our DNC coverage. Don't go anywhere.